Blog Talk Radio.
We gotta get in unity. When we're praising my G-O-D for what his son did way back at Calvary. So come on, he was praying on bended knee. Come on, then the Garden of Gethsemane. Come on, please Father, make him one so the world can know that I'm your son.
You gotta look like your son.
Working in harmony, all this division is grieving me. We gotta lift up Christ so the world can see. Come on, we gotta all be tight.
Come on,
no need to fuss and fight.
Come on,
it ain't about whose doctrine is right, as long as the foundation done is right.
We'll be the disciples indeed if we would love unity of those who are preaching Christ. The Jesus is standing life. So let us all take the time, get ourselves back in line. Soldiers say the same thing. The Jesus name.
Thank you.
day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his holy name together. Let us enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and let us enter into his holy courts with praise. Good morning, and God bless you, my brothers and sisters. You are indeed listening to the Spirit Alive Praise and Worship Experience for this Sunday, hallelujah, January the 15th, 2023. Now, I am Apostle Shalene Cook, but as always, I am joined by some most anointed servant leaders of God in the persons of Mother Shirley Snyder Mitchell, Bishop Lester Carver, Pastor Vanessa Carver, Minister Tina Brown, Evangelist Michelle Scott, and of course, Apostle Zeta Flowers. So on behalf of all of us here this morning, we want to welcome you to this morning's service. And we pray that on this day, you will hear something in this worship service that will uplift your spirit and bless your very soul. Now, at this time, we are going to go to opening prayer with our very own Evangelist Michelle Scott. Amen.
Thank you, Bishop. Good morning, everyone. If we could just all close our eyes and humble our hearts at this time as we go to the throne of grace. Oh, Father God, we just thank you for touching us with your finger of love and allowing our eyes to spring open today to see a day that we've never seen before. Lord, we thank you for being above ground instead of below it. Father God, we thank you for loving us so much that you have forgiven us of all of our sins. Lord God, we thank you for giving us new hope in life. We thank you for your word that sustains us each day.
Yes,
Lord, you are Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. There is none other like you, Lord God. Thank you for our families and our loved ones. Thank you for always being in our corner, Lord God. Lord God, we praise you and magnify your most holy and righteous name. Words can't express what you do for us. And Lord, we thank you for your son, Jesus Christ, who hung on Calvary's cross. Father God, he hung there for all of our sins. Thank you for being so very patient with us, Lord God, and allowing us to make mistakes, but pulling us up out of our mistakes. Thank you, even enough
for all
that you have done in our lives and for what you have yet to do in each of our lives. Thank you for just pouring into us each and every day, Father God, so that we would make positive, impacting moments in other people's lives. Thank you for just remaining in our lives. Thank you for removing scales from our eyes and unstopping our ears, that your people will be able to see your words, read your word, hear your word, and follow your word, Father God. Lord, we love you and we praise you today and always. It is in Jesus' name that we lift you up, praise you, magnify you, worship you, thank you, Lord, for all you do. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
All over the world, to say,
I am here, you have the worry I can see, your tears, I'll be there in a hurry when you come,
because
friends are there to catch you when you fall.
Here's my shoulder.
Here's my shoulder.
Such a great truth. Everyone, remember.
I am here.
My brother, my my sister.
You don't have to worry, I can see.
I see your tears. And remember, not from God. He's not giving you a spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you believe that, say,
thank God, my thank God, my thank God.
Yeah.
Thank God, my thank God, my thank God.
Oh, that's the truth, y'all. See, if you think that's good, it just gets better. Because joy cometh in the morning. And whatever you've gone through now, it's only to make you better, make you closer, make you stronger. So I need for you to sing it from that place now. Say! So what I want you to do right now, I want you to look at that person next to you. That's right, that's right. Look at them right now. Look at them right in the face. Come on, you look better than them anyway. You ain't got to be scared. That's right. And from your gut, from your spirit, look at your brother, your sister, and tell them. I need to hear you. Sing it. There it is. Yeah. Come on, a little bit more. Tell them, don't worry. Don't worry. Sing it.
God. It is now time for this morning's meditational reading. Hallelujah. And each and every Sunday morning, we are blessed to have our most beloved and highly esteemed mother of this assembly, Mother Shirley Snyder Mitchell, come and she reads to us with Holy Ghost power and conviction. From a devotional written by Pastor Joseph Prince entitled Destined to Reign. So my brothers and sisters, at this time, please retrieve your Bibles if you have not done so and give your undivided attention to the mother of our assembly, Mother Shirley Snyder Mitchell. Thank you. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And good morning, everyone. I praise God that I'm here to read the meditational reading to you this morning. It's entitled, we have a strong kinsman redeemer. We'll be looking at Jeremiah 50, verse 34, and it reads, there in part, their redeemer is strong. The Lord of hosts is his name. He will thoroughly plead their case. Now, we're going to talk about Ruth, and we've been doing a little talking about Ruth in some of our other meetings as well. Ruth, a young, poor, and childless widow in the Old Testament, lay at the feet of Boaz, her potential kinsman redeemer. And you can read about that in Ruth 3 and 7. As a rich and close relative of her in-laws, Boaz had the power to redeem her from her plight. Ruth was simply obeying Naomi, her mother-in-law, who had told her to go and lie down at Boaz's feet. In the Jewish custom of those days, this was a posture which said, please redeem me, for you are a close relative. Notice Boaz's response to Ruth. And now, my daughter, do not fear. I will do for you all that you request. That's in verse 11. Beloved, Boaz is a picture of Jesus, who is our kinsman redeemer. He is our kinsman, having been born into this world as one like us. And he is our redeemer because he redeemed us at a great price when he shed his blood for us on the cross. As your redeemer, not only is Jesus willing, but he also has the power to restore to you all that you have lost. That is why you can go to him and say, I blew it, and now my family is suffering. My finances are dwindling fast. But I come to you, my kinsman redeemer, and you will find that he will redeem you because your redeemer is strong. The Lord of hosts is his name. He will thoroughly plead your case, causing only blessings of wisdom, deliverance, excuse me, restoration, prosperity, and liberty to come out of your situation. Just as Ruth lay at Boaz's feet, the feet of Jesus is the place of redemption and blessing. Both Jairus, the synagogue ruler, you can read Mark 5:22, and the synagogue Phoenician woman fell at Jesus' feet. And you can read that at Mark 7:25-26. And there at his feet, they received healing for their daughters. When you take your place at Jesus' feet, looking to him for help, expecting to receive his blessings, there is nothing to fear, knowing that as Boaz did for Ruth, Jesus, your heavenly Boaz, will do for you all that you have requested. May the Lord add blessings and favor to the readers, hearers, and doers of his holy and righteous word. The thought for the day, as your redeemer, not only is Jesus willing, but he also has the power to restore to you all that you have lost. Amen and glory to God.
You know what? I've been looking for somebody. Not just anybody, but a special somebody. Come on. Huh? Who can get a prayer through? Can anybody out there pray for me without even knowing what I need? Can anybody out there pray for me? The prayers of the righteous. Can anybody out there pray for me without even knowing a whole lot about me? Can anybody pray where the prayer don't cease? The prayers of the righteous.
Hallelujah. Yes, they most certainly do. Hallelujah. Speaking of the prayers of the righteous that availeth much, it is now prayer time here at the Spirit Alive Praise and Worship Experience. And this is a time that my family and I simply adore, because it's when we get to go before the Father as a family, to stand in the gap for our brothers and sisters in Christ all over this world. We come together, hallelujah, letting the world know that we as servant leaders are truly concerned for the people of God, all people of God. So we pray expecting for God to move, believing that God will move, and trusting that he indeed knows what is best for us. So at this time, I'm going to ask you to give your undivided attention to the mighty woman of God, Apostle Zeta Flowers, as she takes us to God's throne room of grace. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. God bless you all, and good morning. Let us prepare our hearts to go before the throne of grace. Thank you, Jesus. Father God, we come to you this morning. We come to you thanking you again for who you are. We thank you for all that you are to us, your children. We thank you. We thank you for all that you do for us, all that you have done, and all that you continue to do for us. We thank you. We thank you for what it means, hallelujah, to us, all that you did, hallelujah, that you died and hung on the cross and rose again on the third day. And then all the work that you did here on earth. We thank you that you are at the right hand of the Father, but yet making intercession for us.
Yes.
We thank you.
Thank
you. We thank you. We thank you for teaching us your ways. We thank you for even calling us your friends. We thank you. Hallelujah. We thank you for the privilege that you have given us to communicate with you, to come before you and ask for what we will. We thank you for answered prayer this morning. We thank you for just blessing us in the way that you do. We thank you for so much. We can't thank you enough for all that you have done.
Yes.
But we praise you and we worship you this morning. We give you the glory. Hallelujah. And we pray this morning, we pray, Lord, that you will continue to help us to be all that we can be. We pray, Lord, that you will lead us, guide us, direct us, keep us in the center of your will, in Jesus' name. We lift up those this morning that are hurting, those that are without, we lift them up to you this morning. We lift up those that have faced tragedies. We lift them up this morning because so many are without housing, without water, without electricity due to natural disasters and other situations.
Yes.
We pray, Lord, that you would have mercy this morning.
Yes.
That you would touch and heal. We pray that you will rebuild in those areas where there's need. in the mighty name mm-hmm. of Jesus. We lift up the grieving ones this morning, those that have lost family members. We ask, Lord, that you will remember them, that you will touch, that you will comfort, that you will mend broken hearts in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Those
yes.
that have hung down heads, we pray, Lord, that you will lift them up this morning, that you will give them a reason, that you will give them hope, that you would allow them to feel your presence and to know that you love them. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we pray mm-hmm. that you will continue yeah. to rescue those, hallelujah,
yes.
in flooding situations.
Yes, Lord. Touch me.
In the name
yes,
of
Lord.
Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, do it, yeah. God. And we thank you. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, that we can come to you and we can ask of you what is needed, and we know that you will move in the behalf of your people. Remember the lost this morning, those that have not accepted you, those that don't know you, those that don't have a relationship with you, God, and those that are yet without hope, those that are wandering around and in their own way. We pray that somehow your attention will be drawn to them in Jesus' name. Pray that you will send forth help.
Yes.
That many will come to know you in the pardoning of their sins.
Yes.
We pray for those, mm-hmm. Lord, that are yet undiscipled, that they will be in Jesus' name, that there will be a greater harvest in this new year in Jesus' name.
Yes.
We pray for those that are in the hospitals, those that are awaiting surgery, those that have given up. We pray for your healing power to go forth in Jesus' name. Touch everywhere, Lord, in the name of Jesus, the hospitals, the homes where your people are confined, nursing homes, in the name of Jesus, wherever they might be,
yes.
we pray for your healing power to go forth and touch. Help your people to be able to trust, put their trust in you, God, in Jesus' name, knowing that you are the only one that can help, knowing that you are the only one, hallelujah, that can raise them up and instill hope, faith and hope. And we're asking, Lord, that you would do that this morning. You would bless your people on this day in Jesus' name.
Yes. Yes,
let there
Lord.
Be a great turning away from sins and corruption, that your people will have a desire to walk in your ways, to allow flesh to die, that they may have life in you, Christ Jesus, in the name of Jesus. We pray, Lord, that you will touch those that are suffering from abuse and all kinds of trauma.
Touch Jesus.
We pray that you
yes.
would touch them in the name
Jesus.
Of Jesus.
Touch
that you will
yes.
heal the hurts, the wounds.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Make
oh,
them
God.
Holy.
Give them hope today In the name of Jesus, we pray that you will continue to rescue those ones, Lord, that are suffering at the hands of those that are evil and having their own way. We pray that you would put a stop to it, God, in Jesus' name. We pray that you would touch those in prisons, jails, and juvenile halls today, that there will be a stirring, hallelujah, in those places, that your word will go forth, and that your word will touch somebody's lives in Jesus' name. They can be freed of their sins.
Yes, Lord.
Free to walk in your ways.
Yes.
And free to serve you in Jesus' name. And we thank you. We praise you. We praise
your
hand of protection, Lord, over the schools. Protect the students.
Lord,
send forth those that know you to work in the schools, teachers, administration, in the name of Jesus, that they will be mindful of your precious little ones. In the name of Jesus, protect them in Jesus' name.
Yes.
And we pray, Lord, that you will touch those in our families, too, that are not saved. We ask, Lord, that you will bless them. Hallelujah, that they will know who you are in the name of Jesus, and they will really understand the love that you have for your people in Jesus' name, that they will be open, hallelujah, to accept. Thank you for it. We thank
you,
Lord. Oh, God, hallelujah. Lord, you know all of the world conditions.
Yes, you do.
We ask, Lord, that you will move in all of these situations across the nation. In Jesus' name. We know that you died for every one of us. Hallelujah. Every country. Hallelujah. Every race, every creed, every tribe. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
You died for all of us. So we ask, Lord, that you will move across the nation in our behalf. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. We pray, Lord, for everyone that's listening in this morning. We pray for those that have churches, ministries. We lift them up to you this morning, every one of them, in the name of Jesus, asking, Lord, that you will have your way. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. That we will all do your will, that we will walk in your ways. Hallelujah.
Lord.
That we will teach what you give us to teach and preach what you give us to preach. In the name of Jesus, that your people will be touched. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
We
Thank
lift up
you.
Spirit Alive Ministries.
Yes.
In the name
Bless
of
you.
Jesus. We lift up Apostle Shirlene Cook this morning.
God bless
Please,
you.
Lord.
We ask, Lord, Thank that you would continue to move. Hallelujah. That you will continue to bless and continue to give her directions. And leading this ministry.
Lead me, Lord.
In Jesus'
Lord.
Name. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Lead
in the
me.
Name of Jesus.
Amen.
That it will be the ministry that you're calling for.
Yes, Lord. Always.
In these days. Hallelujah.
Yes,
in these last days. Hallelujah. In these evil days. Hallelujah. That we will make a difference.
Ooh, let
in
us
the mighty
like
name
God.
Of Jesus.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
And if there be any sick among us today, we pray,
yes,
Lord, that
Lord.
You will touch.
Touch Jesus.
That you will heal in the name of Jesus, because we put our trust in you, and we know that you will do what we ask you to do in the name of Jesus. And we thank you. We thank you for what you're doing on this day
thank
already.
You, Lord. Thank you, Father.
And we
you're
thank
so
you that
good.
As your word goes forth
yes,
this morning,
Lord.
Hallelujah,
yes,
you will
sir.
Fall on fertile ground.
Yes, sir.
And we thank you for it.
Yeah.
Thank
Jesus,
you, Lord.
Holy
you, Bishop, this morning.
And righteous name.
Yes.
We praise you. Amen and amen.
Amen and amen. Let the Church of God amen. Say amen. That was a prayer right there. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, it's good. It's good for brothers to gather together in unity. You know, we've just sung that scripture, and really, that's what we're doing here tonight. As you look around you, you will see people from different nations and different cultures and backgrounds, and yet we've all come together for one purpose, and that is to worship. And as we worship together, our differences seem to disappear, and we really do become one body in Christ.
One body, let's sing it together.
Guys, come and sing it for us.
We would like to teach you to sing this song in Spanish. We come from Latin American countries, Mexico, Colombia, and Peru. We'd love for all of you in Spanish.
Aún siendo muchos, somos en Cristo un solo cuerpo de amor. Aún siendo muchos, somos en Cristo un solo cuerpo de amor.
Yes, come on, Les.
Aún siendo muchos, somos en Cristo un solo cuerpo de amor.
To God. We are one body. Thank you, Jesus. It is now time for this morning's message. Hallelujah. And if this is your first time visiting us here at the Spirit Alive Praise and Worship Experience, you are indeed in for a treat. Because our speaker of the hour this morning is an ordained teacher. Hallelujah. He's a wonderful man of God, husband, father, and he's also a man after God's heart and someone that I am very blessed to call my brother and my friend. So please, my brothers and sisters, prepare to receive a rhema word from Bishop Lester Carver. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord, Apostle Cook. I want to open with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, I thank you for this day, God. I thank you for your presence in our lives, God. Father, I thank you for your word that you've given us, that we might not sin against you, God. But I thank you for you giving us the desire to serve you, trust you, and obey you at all times. I thank you for this right now. In the name of your son, Jesus Christ, amen.
Today,
I'm going to be sharing about how every joint supplies. And when we say every joint supplies, we're really talking about the body of Christ in action. And we understand that Jesus Christ is the head of the body, and everything else is connected to the head. Everything from the neck down is the body of Christ, and every joint that is a part of that body supplies every need of the body as directed by the head, as directed by Jesus Christ. And that is what makes the body of Christ so important, is that every joint supplies the need and serves the head of the body, serves Jesus Christ. Now, the joint is where the body comes together and moves. So if you put your finger up and you bend your pointer finger up and down, your index finger, you'll see that, hey, you know what? There are joints there that make that finger move so that the body can do what it needs to do. It can grab what it needs to grab. It can touch what it needs to touch. But every joint is important to the function of the body. And because each and every one of us dwells within this body, this earthen vessel, we understand what can happen to joints when they are damaged, when they are injured. I had a friend, and she's still alive, but a couple decades ago, she was a salesman for surgical robots. These robots helped to perform surgeries, and she was very successful. But she was in the parking lot of her office complex one day, and a vehicle, motor vehicle, backed out over her and ran her leg over. And her leg was severed at the knee, at the joint. And they had told her that she would never walk again. But even though her knee was barely hanging on, she had the faith and the persistence and the endurance to pray through that entire situation so that her leg was preserved, her knee was preserved, and she ultimately gained full function of the leg and the knee and everything else. But we often don't understand how important something is until it is removed from us, until we no longer have the use of that knee or that leg or that joint. And we don't understand how important it is until it becomes severed or injured or removed. One of the other things that we experience in our natural body is arthritis. Have you ever seen the joints of someone with arthritis? Their hands, the knuckles may become enlarged, and there's real pain under that joint. And it is basically described as the joint attacking itself. And see, in the body of Christ, we have to understand when we are functioning properly, when the body of Christ is walking in love, we are preserving the body. We are ministering to the body. We are strengthening the body, because the joints of the body is where the various parts of the body come together and move. We come together and function. And it's interesting because if you look at the parts in your body that come together, there are different types of joints. One of the things that's important about your physical body is learning to exercise, learning to walk, learning to stretch, learning to lift weights, learning to do various things in order to strengthen your body, because around the bones, there are ligaments and tendons and muscles that reinforce and strengthen and protect those joints so that those joints can move freely. Those joints can become stronger and better protected from the rigors of life, better able to do their job. In the body of Christ, we can liken our spiritual exercise to fasting, to studying God's word, to prayer, to ministering to the needs of the saints, to giving mercy and forgiveness to one another. Those things that strengthen the body of Christ in such a way that we are not prone to injury when we're attacked, when we're overstressed, when we're overworked. The joint is also where two different parts of the body come together, and two or more different parts of the body come together to move. And if you look at your wrist is comprised of 8 different bones that connect the 5 main bones in your hand to the 2 main bones in your arm and allow it to maneuver so freely that it can identify any object and pick it up. And that is a powerful illustration of how we as the body of Christ, when we come together, Jesus Christ says that where 2 or more are gathered in my name, I am in the midst. And anything that you would ask of my Father, you shall receive. See, we have to understand there's great power when we come together. And yet, there are times in the body of Christ that we have allowed ourselves as Christians to be divided. And we have been divided on theology. We've been divided on various practices that we understand or we believe are more important than other practices. And sometimes we've been divided by following individuals who are more dynamic or more prominent or people we just happen to agree with. But what we have to understand is that it's not important for us to draw to those that we are in agreement with. What's important is for us to learn to submit to the authority of the head of the body of Christ, which is Jesus Christ. There is only one head of the body of Christ, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And when we are submitting to that head, then we can function and be led in our movements as we come together at the various joints in the body. Now, I want to talk about, and I've discussed some of those different joints. One of the joints in the body is your hip joint, which is really one large joint where your femur, your thigh bone comes together with your pelvis. And it's fascinating because it's a perfect joint. It's a ball and socket joint. And if there was one grain, one speck of foreign object in that joint, you would feel incredible pain. It is the Greek word that's used to describe that joint is artios or exartiso. It's perfection. And it's interesting because, you know, when we're walking, it's one of the main joints that allows us to walk in addition to our knee joint and our ankle joint, right? But we have different size joints, different types of joints. But what we find is that our joints allow our body to come together and move. So I want to speak about this now, specifically from the scripture in a way that allows you to approach how important you are to the movement of the body of Christ, how important your love walk is toward allowing the body of Christ to function freely and move freely as you submit, as you obey, as you humble yourself to the authority of the Word of God so that God can use you in order to bring these different parts of the body together so that we're not severed at the knee as my friend's leg once was. And she did not have use of that leg until the leg was restored and healed and put back together. And see, that's what we have to desire to do with the body of Christ, is to put the body of Christ back together so that we're not so divided and all over the place over theology, over dogma, over leadership, over things that we do not yet entirely understand. Because, see, we're all in different places of growth and development. But what's important in all that we do for God is that we learn to love one another, understanding that our love for one another is our expression of our love toward God, because we are empowering and allowing the body of Christ to move freely by giving others room to grow, by understanding that we did not always know it all, by humbling ourselves and allowing others to receive the word as we share the word of God in love, as we allow that the scripture to be the doctrine, reproof, and correction that it has been in our life to make us the believers that we are, to allow others to receive the word of God, to allow it to be doctrine, reproof, and correction in their life so that they can also receive instruction in righteousness and come to God. I want to start in or come to a greater knowledge of their importance to God, not just come to God, because coming to God is the beginning. but coming to a realization of how important you are to the functioning of the body of Christ, that you begin to move and you are lifted up and encouraged and built up by the other brothers and sisters in Christ around you, because they understand that your well-being is their well-being. Your blessing is their blessing. Your ability to maneuver is their ability to maneuver. And so we never want to get so entangled in dogma, in strife, in angst and bitterness and anger and rage and unforgiveness, all these things, unbelief in many cases, fear in many cases, because, see, all of those things that come against the body of Christ being able to maneuver and move freely is trying to hinder the joints of the body of Christ, just like arthritis would hinder the joints of the body. Arthritis would cause incredible pain. I want to share with you an example before I get into the word here. I'm going to be in Romans chapter 10 in a little bit, so you can turn there. But there was a time in my life, maybe 25 years ago or so, and I'm a person who is not often sick, but this particular day I woke up and I had pain in every one of my joints. It was such an extreme pain that I was not exactly prepared to deal with this pain. And I went to a physician and they described the pain as polyarthralgia, meaning pain in all of my joints, arthritis in all of my joints of my entire body. I mean, I was in that much pain all over my body. And they gave me some medication. The medication numbed the pain for about 10 days. After the 10 days, the pain came straight back and nothing had happened. But during those 10 days, the pain was dulled. It was numb. And I was speaking with a friend of mine, and this friend's grandmother, she shared with me how there was a drink. It was a mineral drink, and I could take these minerals in this mineral drink, and I would feel better. It was called Mineral Rich. And basically what it did was it allowed the nerves in my joints to pass electronic connections over the synapses of the nerves to make the connections from one nerve to the other so that the pain was gone, so that the joint could function. And what was happening was that those electronic connections at the neurons were lacking the minerals that were required, and it was resulting in pain in all of my joints. And so when my blood had the minerals restored to it that allowed those electronic connections over the synapses of the nerves to reconnect, all of a sudden, I was no longer moving in pain. I was free to move. I was without pain. And the pain was not just numb like the medication did, but the presence of the minerals allowed the pain to be entirely removed. And I'll tell you, my response to that experience was that after the pain being removed, I was glad to know the answer was to restore the minerals, but then I was still afraid the pain would return because it was so extreme. And what we have to understand is each one of our joints is that important. There are things that can happen to the body that cause the entire body to be in pain. And there is a time that it speaks of in the scripture where people in the body of Christ are going to be, they're going to be confused. They're going to be confused if they don't know what the Word of God says. They're going to have a hard time choosing if they are going to obey God or if they're going to obey man if they do not know what the Word of God says. And that's why we're going to focus on what the Word of God says for a little bit this morning so that we can better function as one body of Christ and allow every joint to function the way that God has designed each and every one of us to function, understanding that we're all so important to God. Look at what it says here in Romans chapter 10, verse 1, and this is the Apostle Paul speaking. He says, "Brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they may be saved. For I bear them witness that they have a zeal for God, but not according to knowledge." So I want to stop there real quick. And I want you to see that the Apostle Paul is saying that his desire and his prayer for Israel is that they may be saved. But he's bearing witness that Israel had a zeal for God, but not according to knowledge. Now, verse 3 goes on to describe what he's talking about. It says, "For they being ignorant of God's righteousness and seeking to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted to the righteousness of God. For Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone who believes." So what they were doing was they were replacing Christ as the end of the law, the end of the law for righteousness to everyone who believes. They were replacing Christ with the law, not understanding that things had changed, not understanding that there was a transition, not understanding that we were walking in something new after the day of Pentecost. And so Paul is trying to correct their knowledge, correct their understanding, so that once again, they can be a part of what God is doing now without being bound by what God had to do in the past. Look at what it says in verse 5 of Romans chapter 10. It says, "For Moses writes about the righteousness which is of the law. The man who does those things shall live by them. But the righteousness of faith," and I want to stop here, but wherever you see "but," it sets in contrast that which was previously spoken of, right? So you're talking about Moses writing of the righteousness which is of the law, but the righteousness of faith speaks in this way. "Do not say in your heart, who will ascend into heaven, that is to bring Christ down from above, or who will descend into the abyss, that is to bring Christ up from the dead." But what does it say? What does the word of the righteousness of faith say, right? It says, "The word is near you, in your mouth and in your heart." That is the word of faith which we preach, that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. See, what was in the way of them receiving this word of faith was the law of Moses, the desire to work out their own righteousness according to their own understanding, instead of receiving Christ, who was, he became sin for us so that we could become the righteousness of God. And it said that the righteousness of faith speaks this way. Christ is in you. Christ is in your mouth. Christ is in your heart. Look at what it says. "The word is near you, in your mouth and in your heart." That is the word of faith which we preach, that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. See, the Apostle Paul's prayer and concern for the children of Israel is that they would be saved. Now he's telling them how to do that. How they have to do that is in their heart, in their mind, in their understanding. They have to reject the desire to do it themselves and do it according to the Mosaic law. And then they had to replace it with what was available right now, which wasn't available back then. Seeing because Jesus Christ's death, burial, and resurrection had not yet occurred in the Old Testament, it was not available for them to confess with our mouth that Jesus Christ was Lord of their life. it was not available for them to believe in their heart that God had raised him, his son from the dead, because that had not yet occurred. But now that has occurred, it's available. And the Apostle Paul saying, that's my desire, is that you will be saved by confessing with your mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of your life, your master,
yeah,
and believe in your heart that God has raised his son Jesus Christ from the dead so that you will be saved. And then he describes what that means in verse 10. It says, for with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made into salvation, right? So righteousness, yes, is achieved from your heart. And then your mouth makes your confession your salvation. You are speaking into existence what was not the case before you confess Jesus Christ as the Lord of your life with your mouth. And what was not the case before you believed in your heart that God raised the Son from the dead, which made you the righteousness of God. You believed unto righteousness. And then he says, for the scripture says, whoever believes on him will not be put to shame. For there is no distinction between Jew and Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich to all who call upon him. For whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. And see, when you call on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, you shall absolutely be saved. And I want to point out that what it says here in verse 12, it says, for there is no distinction between Jew and Greek. Many translations say Jew and Gentile. Those of us who are not Jews, we are Gentiles. And salvation first came to the Jews. Salvation, those people who were in the room on the day of Pentecost, they were Jews who believed and received the Holy Spirit, and they spoke with other tongues. Not until the household of Cornelius, some 10 chapters later in the book of Acts, did the Gentiles receive the Holy Spirit when the Apostle Peter was sent to minister to the household of Cornelius. And this Roman soldier, this centurion, he gathered his household together, received the word from Peter, and they spoke in tongues and received the Holy Spirit in manifestation for the first time. And they were baptized in the name of Jesus Christ as well. And this is when the Gentiles first received the Holy Spirit. And it became clear that the mystery was that the Jews and the Gentiles would be one body of Christ. See, the devil's desire is to divide and conquer the body of Christ. And once again, it was not common knowledge that the Gentiles would receive the Holy Spirit. On the day of Pentecost, it was just Jewish believers who received the Holy Spirit. But at the household of Cornelius, some 10 chapters later in the book of Acts, our Apostle Cook has us studying the book of Acts now. In that 10th chapter, you read of how the household of Cornelius received the Holy Spirit, and the mystery became manifest that the Jews and Gentiles shall be one body in Christ with Jesus Christ as the head of that body. Now, this is so important because what you see is people resisting the reality of what God said was going to be, because they were not used to understanding that the Gentiles would also be a part of the promise. The Gentiles would also be a part of the covenant. And so now we see the beginning of a lot of the chaos we see today, where we see brothers and sisters in Christ wrangling over words because we don't necessarily agree on everything in the scripture. And I'll tell you, the more that you study and the more you humble yourself to the authority of the word, the more you'll come to understand that what God needs you to know, he's going to get to you through the word, and I don't have to force any idea
Amen.
Or opinion.
Thank you.
The word is going to soften your speech. The word of God is going to remove the stony places in your heart and allow you to love others, allow you to patiently endure those who do not yet have a full understanding and knowledge of the truth of God's word, to grow and receive it for themselves so that they know what they know. And see, it's important as teachers to not get out there and start talking about things that we do not know. You can share what you know, understanding that what you know is what you know, and then what you don't know is what you need to continue studying. See, we are to study ourselves approved unto God as workmen that needeth not to be ashamed, as we rightly divide the word of truth. That's what it says in 2 Timothy 2:15. And see, it's rightly dividing the word of truth that allows us to stand confidently and boldly on the promises in the word of God. I'm going to go to Ephesians chapter 4 real quick, because this is why God has us in this place. It says about us walking in unity. I, therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you to walk worthy of the calling with which you were called, with all lowliness and gentleness, with long-suffering, bearing with one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called in one hope of your calling, one Lord, Jesus Christ, one faith, one baptism in the name of Jesus Christ, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. And see, in addition to that, he gave us spiritual gifts. It says, but to each one of us, grace was given according to the measure of Christ's gift. Therefore, he says, when he ascended on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts to men. Now this, he ascended, doesn't mean but that he also first descended into the lower parts of the earth. He who descended is also the one who ascended far above the heavens, that he might fill all things. And he himself gave some apostles, speaking of Jesus Christ. He, Jesus Christ, gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers, for the equipping of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to a perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we should no longer be children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine, by the trickery of men and the cunning craftiness of deceitful plotting, but speaking the truth in love, may grow up in all things into him who is the head. Remember the head of the body, Jesus Christ, from whom the whole body, joined and knit together by what every joint supplies, according to the effective working by which every part does its share, causes growth of the body for the edifying of itself in love. See, we built up the body of Christ together in love. We, as we work together, every joint supplying what is needed for the whole body to function. So where the different parts of the body come together, we function, we move together in love. See, that's how we build up the body of Christ in love. So there are times when I might be sitting and not in agreement with what is being said at the moment. You know what I need to do? I need to speak in tongues to myself, and I need to pray for understanding. I need to pray for patience for myself. See, it's the fruit of the Spirit in my life that allows me to exercise my love walk so that I can produce love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, kindness, patience, faithfulness, and self-control in my life so that others can grow. See, it's not necessary that we all be PhDs and scholars, but it is necessary that we all walk in love and give one another to grow and understand that the word of God is powerful all by itself. It does not need your help. It does not require you to add anything to it or take anything from it or change anything about it. The Word of God all by itself is enough. So when people get the Word and all you do is bring them straight back to the Word, you read the Word, you speak the Word, you emphasize the Word, you reiterate the Word, instead of focusing on what other people say that you might not agree with or you might not understand or they might not even understand. See, sometimes we just talk too fast and say things that we don't really understand because we're just talking too fast. That can happen to any of us, right? But what we want to learn to do is when we hear people being excited and zealous, remember what the Apostle Paul said about the children of Israel? It said, I bear witness that they have a zeal for God, but not according to knowledge, right? Remember what God said in the Old Testament? He said, my people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge, right? It's a lack of knowledge of his word. So what we have to do is we have to teach. We have to reemphasize the word of God, focus on that word, and let it have its complete and perfect work in life because it removes the stony places. It strengthens us. It encourages us. It is a light to our path. It is what allows us to please God, serve God, trust God, and obey God. So I just want to encourage each and every one of you today to allow God to use you as a joint that is supplying the need of the body by walking in love to build the body up so that when we come together, we move and we strengthen ourselves by prayer, by fasting, by intercession, by teaching, by exhortation, by doctrine, reproof, and correction so that we can be the righteousness of God through his son, Jesus Christ, on Heavenly Father, I thank you for this word that's gone forth. I thank you for you blessing the remainder of our service and for drawing someone closer to you and directly to you right now in the name of your son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
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 Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen,
Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. What a wonderful word. Hallelujah. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Yes. Glory. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I was in praise mode, Faith. Thank you so much. We have indeed heard a message that was crystal clear. Hallelujah. Our brother came in and laid it down for us this morning.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Now, in a few moments, you will be given an opportunity to make sure that you are a part of this beautiful body and that you become a joint of the body of Christ. But before I do that, I'm going to ask our wonderful pastor, Pastor Vanessa, to come in and seal this message because, as I always say, if there was ever a message that needed to be sealed and we want to go forth and we want to be applied, it would be this one. So our beautiful Pastor Vanessa, please come on forth and pray.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Father God, we just thank you and bless you for your presence in this. We thank you for the message. We thank you for the one who gave the message, Lord, that you fill and restore anything that was given to us. I thank you, Father God, for the power of the word that was imparted. I thank you, Lord, today for those teaching points that will become applicable. Hearts. It says faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. I thank you for increasing Father God, where we need to be more unified as it pertains to the body by understanding and receiving what the word says plainly on its own. Thank you, Father God, today that we will be able to walk this out. We seal it in the name of Jesus, not just in word, but in deed, so that it'll be fruitful in our life, Father God, that it's blessed this network and those who are hearers of it as well. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor, so much. Yeah. I just love hearing. I'm not going to lie. I love hearing this woman of God pray. I love hearing Apostle Zeta pray. I love hearing all my family pray. Yeah. So it always blesses my soul when they send up a word to the Lord. Hallelujah. Because I know he made it up to the throne room. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Lord. Yes,
because I'm going to tell you right now, everybody don't have a word, and everybody does not have our good. But I can guarantee you up in here, we want you to be delivered. We want you to walk in freedom. We want you to walk in love.
Yes.
So right now, if you do not know Jesus in the pardon of your sin, my brother has told you how you will operate. But before you can operate, you have to be connected to the source. You have to make Jesus your Lord and your Savior in order to operate as he would have you to. And it's not anything hard that you have to do. You don't have to get dressed up and go to a brick and mortar. All you have to do is go to the Lord with a sincere heart and say, now, Lord God, Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner. And I come right now repenting of my sin. Because yeah. I believe that you are the Son of the living God. And as I heard that apostle pray earlier, that you died, you bled, died, and you rose for my sin.
Yeah.
So, Lord, I want to thank you for dying for me, and I want you to come into my life and save me. Become my Lord and Savior. Lead me in your ways. Teach me your ways. And I, Lord God, will now commit my entire being for the rest of my eternal life unto you.
Yeah.
I pray it in Jesus' holy and righteous name. Amen and amen. And if you prayed that prayer in any form with a sincere heart, we want to be some of the first to welcome you into the kingdom of God. And one of the wonderful things I want to tell you about becoming a part of the family of God is that you come in with all rights and privileges. You don't have to hang out with us for a certain amount of months or a certain amount of years before those the benefits that we are available to us are available to you. They're available to you right now.
Yeah.
The same grace that covers us now covers you. The same salvation that was given to us has now been given to you. The same unconditional love that covers us now covers you. Hallelujah. The power to overcome sin that is in our lives, that is now in your life too. The same Holy Spirit that leads, guides, and teaches us will now lead, guide, and teach you. You are definitely not in this alone.
Amen.
So we want to praise God for you, and we want to praise God for each and every person that joined us here in the sanctuary, that joined us in the chat rooms, that are joining us through Instagram, that is joining us through Skype on their computers. We praise God for each and every one of our listeners all around the world. And I'm so grateful as the apostle here at Spirit Alive to get your feedback. It blesses me to know that you hear our unity, you hear our love, you hear our love not only for Christ but for one another. That blesses me. That blesses me.
Amen.
And I'm glad. It makes my heart glad to know that we are truly striving to carry out God's mission the way he would have us to. So I would just like to thank once again, first and foremost, Bishop Lester Carver, my brother. That word was Campbell soup. Good. Okay. That was a wonderful, anointed, powerful word. And I thank you. I thank you for blessing our family with that this morning. I want to thank Pastor Vanessa, hallelujah, who is always standing in the gap, sending up prayers. I want to thank Mother Mitchell for her wisdom and her wonderful reading with God's word and his devotions with conviction.
I want to thank my beautiful sister, Minister Michelle, for that anointed prayer, and Apostle Zeta for her anointed altar call. And then I want to thank my sister, Minister Tina Brown. Our sweetheart is in the sanctuary this morning, but she still doesn't have a voice, but hallelujah, she was God's sergeant-at-arms this morning. Hallelujah. She was that praying watchman on the wall for us all this morning. So on behalf, I just want to thank all the beautiful servant leaders here today. I want to thank all of you. We pray that you will continue to walk with us throughout the week. On tomorrow, we will be having part two of Overcoming Fear and Anxiety. This is something that God laid on my heart. Because how can we serve him effectively if we are so afraid and anxious for our, in ourselves? How can we go out and proclaim a bold God with a weak spirit? So tomorrow, please join me at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. That's 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. For Overcoming Fear and Anxiety. You're going to be hearing from some of our other anointed servant leaders here. We have actual counselors here that are trained. So we're going to go deep. We're going to go deep.
Thank you.
Okay. We're going to go deeper into this so that we can really truly be delivered. Then on Tuesday, you can join the Mighty Man of God once again for his Bible study, a Tuesday night Bible study, which airs at 11 p.m. Eastern time. But remember, saints of God, that's only 8 p.m. Pacific time and 9 p.m. Central time on Wednesday. You can hear this week, you can hear our anointed apostle Zeta Flowers come, and she will be facilitating her church's All Nations Christian Fellowship's Bible study every Wednesday night, every first and third Wednesday night at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And that is always a good time. And this week, after hearing this message, her teaching will be the perfect teaching for you because she's teaching on evangelism, saints of God. Hallelujah. Then this Friday, the men take center stage as they stand firm on the word of God for every man standing in his place. On Saturday, be sure to join Bishop Minister Tuggle at 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for the summit. We have something for everyone here at Spirit Alive because we truly want you to be changed and transformed into the likeness of Christ. So now, if there be nothing else, may the love of God and the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide in you greatly until we meet again. We pray that you can continue to have a beautiful and blessed week, that you acknowledge Christ in all that you do, and from our household of faith to yours, it is our fervent prayer that you be ye transformed. From all of us here at the Spirit Alive Praise and Worship Experience and the Spirit Alive Network, you are dismissed, beautiful people of God. Go in peace. And remember, God loves you, and so do we. Have a beautiful rest of your day. God bless you. I love you, family. Thank you. Absolutely phenomenal. God bless you.
Have a blessed week.
You too. God bless you.